Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are grateful to be back here. Amen. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Jesus, on this marvelous Monday. Amen. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise on tonight. Amen. We give him praise. We give him glory. Amen. We just thank him on tonight. Amen. For, amen, his goodness, for his grace. Amen. Jesus, we just bless him. We bless him. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Truly the Lord is, amen, good to us. Amen. He's good to us for this. We give him thanks for this. We give him praise. Amen. We give him glory on tonight for the great things. Amen, for the great, great things that he has done for us and that he has done, amen, Jesus, for our families, for our loved ones, amen. For each and every one on tonight, we just give God thanks. We just give him praise, amen. Truly the Lord is good, amen. He's great, and he's so great, great, greatly to be praised, amen. We just want to say welcome tonight, welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you on tonight. Welcome. We thank you for coming out to be with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Each and every one of you. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, people of God, had it not been the Lord on our side, amen, we don't know where we would be, amen. We don't know where we would be, glory to God. Listen, I don't know where I would be, amen, Jesus. That, as they say, let me speak for myself, amen, Jesus. I don't know where I would be had it not been the Lord on my side, amen, glory to God. But I'm so grateful for his redemption, grateful for his love, amen, grateful for his compassion, for it fails not, amen. Glory to God, it fails not, amen. Great, great, great is his faithfulness towards us on tonight, amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord, amen. We give him thanks, we give him praise, amen. We give him glory and honor, amen. It is all due unto him, amen. It is all due unto him. And for this we thank him, amen. We bless him. Again, we honor and we glorify the Lord on tonight, amen. We glorify him, amen, Jesus. For if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough, amen, to give God thanks and to give him praise, amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen. We bless him. We thank him. We honor, we glorify him, amen, for his goodness, for his grace. Amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. And we're thankful again for you, each and every one of you, for coming out to be with us. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 We just bless him, as the psalmist said, amen. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough, amen, to praise him. It wouldn't, it just would not. It would not be enough. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless him on tonight. Amen. For you, you and you, we bless God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Bless him for your commitment, your dedication. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for coming. Amen. Surely if you're coming, we know that, amen, you're getting something from the Lord. Amen. And we just believe whatever you need, God's got it. We believe that. We believe that. We believe that. Amen. That whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. So we thank him. Amen. We glorify him for it in advance. Amen, Jesus. That if we ask him, amen, if we ask, amen, Jesus, believing, glory be to God, amen, we shall have what we are asking and we're petitioning of him. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We give him glory. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you from whatever nation, whatever country you're calling, you're listening in from, we just want to thank God for you. From those that are near, those that are far, we bless the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless him, bless him, bless him. Listen, we want to ask you to go ahead and call someone, invite someone to come on back in. Amen, with you on tonight. And tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and be blessed. Tell them there's a blessing with their name on it. Tell them to come get their blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come on in the room. Amen. Glory be to God. And compel them to come, people of God. Just compel them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Just do it. Amen. Just compel them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. For all of our, just want to acknowledge our heads on tonight. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight. Glory be to God for, amen, Jesus, my leaders on tonight. Amen. I just want to thank God always for our celestial intercessor who has gone on to be with the Lord. But how he has made such a great impact in my life, amen, in this ministry of Jesus Christ, amen, that we're carrying forth in the earth, amen, Jesus, glory to God, saw this man of God, amen, go through from city to city, state to state, amen, Jesus, glory to God, country to country, amen, Jesus, looked at his schedule was always full, amen, Jesus, flying here, flying there, taking this gospel to a people. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, not in packing out cathedrals or whatever, you know what I'm saying, those places where, amen, people had, amen, the wherewithal to come to. Amen. But listen, people of God, he took this gospel to the lower parts of the earth. Amen. He took it to the ghettos. Yes, he did. He took it to those less fortunate places. Amen. He took it, amen, to the countries. He took it, amen, to those places in the city, glory to God, where some churches, some ministries dared not to go. Amen. But it was there that he took this ministry. He took this word, glory to God, to the unfortunate, to those, amen, in the project who didn't have cars to come. Glory to God. But he found a field, or he found an open space, and the Lord allowed him to erect that tent. Amen. That old-fashioned tent. Amen, Jesus, with that Hammond and B3 organ. Amen, Jesus. And he set that tent up, people of God. And I'm telling you, he began to, amen, to cry, began to go out for the people. Amen. And people from surrounding areas came, and they were blessed. They came. Amen. Their lives were changed. They came. Their lives were enriched. Amen, Jesus, because this is what the word of God does for us. Amen. The word of God changes us, people of God. Amen. It changes us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How do I know? Amen. It changed me. Amen. Changed my life. Amen. And is continuing to change my life. Amen. Glory to God. So I just give God thanks and praise for him. Amen. For going to the lower parts of the earth. Amen. The lower parts. Amen. Of the cities, of the states, of the countries. Amen, Jesus, where others dared not to go. Amen. But he knew that there was a people. There was a people within a people. Glory to God. And I tell you, people of God, listen, God has truly done the work. Amen. And he's doing the work. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless him tonight. Listen, as you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite, amen, someone to come. Invite someone to come on in and be with you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Go ahead and invite them to come. Glory to God. Tell them, amen, there's a blessing here for them. Let them come and embrace this word, and let this word embrace them. Amen. Glory to God. Let this word, amen, embrace them. Glory to God. Tell the world goodbye. Tell the world goodbye the way I think it should, the way I think it could. Amen. Do all of that. No. Glory be to God. But embrace God's way. Amen. Let us embrace God's way. Let us embrace God's vision and God's purpose for our lives. Amen, Jesus. And how do we do that? By the word of God, by the preaching of the word. Amen. That chisels away at that old man and brings us into the newness of life. Bread, glory to God. Brings us into the new way, the new and living way. Glory to God that the Lord has prepared for us. Amen. There is a better way. Glory to God. There is a better way. Amen. And when we hear the preaching and teaching of the word of God, people of God, amen, we got to believe it. Amen. We got to believe it. Glory to God. Receive it and believe it. Glory to God. And let the word do the work. Amen. So we bless God. We give God thanks and praise on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. Coming in this hour, we thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Just thanking him for our, amen, Jesus, our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Amen. Thanking God for him on tonight. Amen. Thanking him for our advisors. Thanking him tonight, people of God, for our prayer warriors. Thanking the Lord on tonight for everyone, amen, that makes up this work and that are coming, amen, in assuming position, assuming, glory to God, calls, amen, glory to God, that the Lord, amen, can use you on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We glorify him on tonight for that. Amen. Thank him for willing vessels on tonight. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him for you. We thank him tonight, amen, for, glory to God, all of the leaders that have come to this line and are coming to this line. Glory be to God. Coming to this broadcast, amen, that's going all over the world. Amen. Over 48 countries and counting. Amen. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. We just want to thank the Lord for our international listeners. Amen. Glory to God that are reaching out to us via messenger. Amen. We thank God for you. And we just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. And we thank God for you. Amen. Continue to help us to advance this work. Amen. Invite someone to come. Invite someone to be blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. On tonight, people of God, we are ready. Amen, Jesus. We are ready to, amen, Jesus, glory to God, go before the throne of grace on tonight. We're going to ask missionary.
The recording has started.
Glory to God, if she would bless and sanctify the line on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God, missionary fan. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, if she would come and sanctify the line on tonight, and then we'll have our scripture. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, one of our advisors on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're excited. Listen, people of God, don't, amen, go into our programming. Don't forget, amen, on the 9th, amen, Jesus, on the 9th of April, amen, Jesus, we will be celebrating 3 years here on this broadcast. 3 years, people of God, amen, and we thank God, amen, we thank the Lord. Amen, for completion of 3 years. Amen. Whoever thought it, amen, amen, amen. Whoever thought it, amen, on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Did I say 3 years? Jesus.
2 years.
Amen. 2 years. Glory to God. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. Glory be to God. Getting ahead of myself. Amen. But listen, amen is spoken. And so shall it be. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to get your hearts and minds ready. Amen. Jesus, on tonight, as missionary fan comes to sanctify our line on tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise his name. Even death could not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul thus magnify you, Lord, and my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the grave, and I know he is Lord. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving you the praise, Lord God, giving you the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up right now, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy of every praise, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We come today, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this day, Lord God, and have mercy upon us, Lord God. Look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and let the word of our mouth, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive every sin, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that we may have done, Lord God, that you just wasn't pleased with, Lord God. every thought, Lord God, that we may have thought that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, that you was not pleased with in our life, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God. We repent, Lord God, for everything, and we're asking you, Lord God, to make us worthy to come before your throne, Lord God, this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line tonight. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to move in every home, Lord God, to represent on this line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to touch every soul, Lord God. We ask you to heal everybody, Lord God. We ask you to set free tonight, Lord God. We ask you to make a way out of no way tonight, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to let our ears hear what thus say the Lord God, on this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let your word come, Lord God, and burn sin, Lord God, where there is sin, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to bless your holy name. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to bless the speaker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus and let the word, Lord God, be exactly what we need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let us hear, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in areas, Lord God, that you see fit. We ask you this night, Lord God, just to have thine own way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You see and you know everything, Lord God. There's nothing hid from you, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with open hearts, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look at our hearts, Lord God. Look at each and every one of our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, heal, deliver, Lord God, set free in the precious name of Jesus, Lord. Look on Mr. Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen her right now. Bless her, Lord God, every advisor, Lord God, every prayer warrior, Lord God, everyone even on this line, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to meet every need this day. Lord God, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory, Lord God, because you are so worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we said hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We come, Lord God, giving you the highest praise. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah to your name. Glory to your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah is the highest, amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. God bless you. Missionary fan, God bless you tonight. Amen. For sanctifying the line. Amen. Sanctifying the heart. Amen. Sanctifying the airways. Amen. As we get ready, we get prepared for the word of God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, we're going to ask on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If Sister Mary Holland, amen. If Sister Mary, glory to God, if you'll come with the scripture reading on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Bless the hearts on tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wards, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be taken from the 17th chapter of Acts, the 22nd through the 34th verse. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I pass by and beheld your devotions, I find an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nation of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. And the time of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clamored to him and believed, among the which were Dionysus the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word. We thank the Lord tonight again for the sanctification of the line. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. People of God, listen, we're in a good place. Amen. We're in a godly place on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Listen. Glory to God, listen, people of God, just elevate your mind, elevate your mind, elevate your mind. Glory be to God, and we will go higher in the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, on tonight. As always, we're thanking the Lord for the library of messages that we have, messages upon messages upon messages. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless him. Glory to God, for truly is his doing and his marvelous in our eyes on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, tonight, amen, we're going to hear from, amen, Jesus, one of our advisors. Glory be to God. She's a working woman of God all behind the scenes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. She's a working. Listen, all of our advisors, very, 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 very busy people. And we thank God for whenever we hear them, people of God, listen, it's a sacrifice of time. Amen. It's a sacrifice of them giving of themselves unto the Lord in the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Some are just riding in on two wheels. Amen. Just getting home. Amen. Glory be to God. Running up the stairways. Amen. Glory be to God to get in position. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're here. Amen. Every night, people of God. But let me tell you, it is a challenge. It's a challenge. But we thank God for the victory. We thank God for the victory that he gives us time after time again. And amen. We just want to thank God. Amen. For all of our advisors. Amen. Jesus, some are traveling. Glory be to God. Some are traveling, trying to take, amen, and make it work and make it happen. So we just want to take time out to appreciate all of our advisors, amen, everybody that helps to make and keep this work going forward. We just want to thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, glory be to God, one of my busy advisors, amen, Jesus, glory to God. A lot of times, amen, that first number, amen, that you're giving out, glory to God, that first number, amen, goes to this young woman of God, Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. We're going down to Pooler. We're going down to Pooler, Georgia. Amen. That's right down there by Savannah. Amen. In the home of, amen, the woman of God coming to us, people of God, from one to another. Evangelistic ministries. Amen, Jesus. Down there in Pooler. There's some good things going on down there in Pooler. And we thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. Very, very, very instrumental. Amen, Jesus. She's the hands. She's the feet. Amen. Even so in her ministry, glory to God, wearing many hats, doing many things. Amen. Traveling, I tell you. Amen. But we thank God, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going to bring before you none other than Evangelist Joyce Stamper on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for her. Receive her tonight in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Limo volume.
Is that better? I might have to hold it.
That's better.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Yes. Praise the Lord, PNN. Hallelujah. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord tonight. Amen, for an opportunity, amen, to share with PNN. Amen. I want to tell you tonight that PNN is on the move. Amen. I tell Vance Bradley, I'm going to hold on to her skirt today. Amen, because where she go, I'm going in the name of Jesus, because I believe she is a visionary that speaks to God. Hallelujah, and will do whatever God leads her to do. Amen. I'm honored tonight, amen, to be among the living and not among the dead. I thank God. Hallelujah, amen, for his hand in my life. I thank him for the direction. I thank God for being so good to me. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Hallelujah. I can never thank him enough for coming into my life. What a change, what a change, what a change. Amen. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. Thank God tonight, amen, for my husband of 39 years. I thank God, hallelujah, my high school sweetheart, hallelujah. And God has kept us together. Amen. We honor the Lord for that. Thank God for our three grown children and my two grands, the apples of my eye. Amen, amen. I honor the Lord tonight, amen, for my leaders, amen, Pastor Bruce Harden, amen, and Lady Gwendolyn Harden, from one to another, evangelistic leaders. I thank God, amen, for the vision that they've given my leaders, amen. I thank God, God forever cover them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, during this time, how they keep the church going, hallelujah. I got moves, and I just thank God for what he's doing. Tonight, I want to thank God, amen, a special thank you, amen, for our visionary, Evangelist Bradley, tonight, amen. I want to call her name, amen, Annette Bradley, call her name, amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm on the other hand, on the other side, and I received the text, amen, I received the text. To get a copy of the broadcast. And every night it blesses me to hear the people of God talk about what's going on PNN. Amen. It's, oh God, it's a blessing, saints. It's just a blessing. Hallelujah. To know that since April 6th, God opened the way. Hallelujah. Where we can dial in and hear prayer and testimony and a word to encourage us to keep on going forth in the name of Jesus, to strengthen us, hallelujah, to empower us, hallelujah. God got his eyes on everything that we do, and I'm glad, hallelujah. The Bible says he is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's working on my issues and your issues. He's working out. Hallelujah, everywhere around this world. God is yet in control. The news media or the enemy fool you, God is in control. He got his hands in it, on it, and all around. He is in control. It's not by accident that we're on this line together. Hallelujah. It's none of us are here by accident, but it's the Spirit and the anointing of the Lord that draws us to this line to keep on dialing back and back. Hallelujah. We have an expectation from God. Hallelujah. And we come freely to hear. Amen. Every night, Evangelist Bradley reminds us to send out a text. Send out a text. Amen. She schooled me one day when she said, I got a whole group. Hallelujah. And so what I did was I built me a group. Hallelujah. And every night I sent out my text. Hallelujah. Just pray that somebody would dial in to hear what thus saith the Lord. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for this line and what it's doing, not only in my life, but in your life. From the testimonies that we hear, I thank God for that. I thank God for the many, many people that come to share with us on this line. I thank God for opening an avenue just for us. I feel special because God was thinking about me. He was thinking about me, and I'm grateful to him tonight to share with the people of God. It's a blessing. And tonight we're going to read two short scriptures. Hallelujah. Mark 5:24, and the word of God says, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Hallelujah. Luke 8:1-2. Now it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise you for your word tonight. God, I ask you to hide me behind your cross, God. Send your word like never before, Jesus, in the name, so we can empower, hallelujah, encourage the people of God on this line. Hallelujah, that we may be better every day from this day forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. The word of God tonight comes just to remind us, just to remind us. Amen. As we look at the word of God, and listen, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Hallelujah. The word said they followed him. Hallelujah, because they knew about his pain. They knew some things that he had. Then when we go to Luke 8:1, it says, and it came to pass after that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Praise God. The word of God is reminding us tonight the importance of being with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. When I look at Luke, I look at that there were two parables in Luke that show us the importance of being receptive and of letting your light shine. Amen. Hallelujah. There are four parables that talk about Jesus' miracles. Amen. His power over nature. His power over the evil spirits. Hallelujah. His power over sickness and his power over death. Amen. We serve a God that's got everything in control. Glory. Hallelujah. Our subject tonight, hallelujah, because we all going through something. Now, I know it's an adage we hear all the time. We all going through something. In Savannah, in Pooler, in Augusta, in Georgia, and everybody is going through something. Hallelujah. So tonight I just came to encourage you that we all have different issues, but we got the same healing. Tell somebody, text somebody, we got different issues, but the same healing. Amen. Different issues, but the same healing. We serve a God that can do anything. Hallelujah. We sang a song years ago. Jesus can work it out. If you're going through anything, all you got to do is give it to him because he can work it out. No, no. It ain't in Buddha. It ain't in Muhammad, but it's in Jesus.
Everything you need is in Jesus. Everything you want is in Jesus. Amen. So we're going to talk about four of the things that Jesus dealt with. Amen. Amen. When we look at the Word of God in Luke 8 and 22 and 25, and we're not going to read it. We're not going to bore your ear because you know the story. Amen. But it's a testament of Jesus' power over nature. We have to realize that Jesus is bigger than your storms. We all go through things. We all have issues. We all have issues. We all have issues. My issues are not no bigger than your issues. An issue is an issue. Just like the Bible says, sin is sin. There is no big sin. There is no sin is sin. An issue is an issue. Amen. Amen. But 8 and 22, Jesus began to tell his disciples that to go to the other side on the boat. And when they went to the other side on the boat, suddenly the Bible said, the weather changed. The disciples did everything that they could in their power. Hallelujah. What we have to realize is everything that we do it in our power. But when we take it to the Lord, all we got to do is run to Jesus. Tell somebody, run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Hallelujah. And tell him about your trouble. Huh? He'll hear your faintest cry. Yes, he will. And I know as an assurance that he will fix it. I don't have no problem. I don't have no doubts about it. I know Jesus is going to fix it, huh? Because I know he is a fixer. That's what he do. That's why he came to redeem us and to relieve us. I can remember when I got saved. I didn't know anything about him. All I knew was what I saw my neighbors going through. And they had a peace. They didn't have no food. They didn't have no job. But every time I saw them, they said something good to me. And I decided that I wanted a part of whatever they got, I want a part of that. I got to have it. I got to have it. I got to have it. And so when they ran to Jesus, Jesus was asleep. Jesus was asleep. They ran to Jesus and they began to tell him, Master, Master, we perish. But my Bible tells me that Jesus rose up, hallelujah, and he rebuked the wind. The ship was going from side to side, hallelujah, just like our problems that we go through today. And it seems like we're going to be overcome with what we're going on. Hallelujah. But the Bible said when he rebuked the wind and the rain, immediately it was ceased. The sea was calm. And he asked them, well, thanks to God, as we look at the word of God, it reminds us of a resume of our Father, a resume of our provider and our way maker. Huh? It keeps encouraging us that if he did it for you, he'll do it for me. Whatever we're going through, God can handle it. Yeah. He can handle it. He don't need our help. Mm-mm. He don't need our help. If we can do it, then we wouldn't need Jesus. My grandma used to say, "When after you've done everything you can do, that's when Jesus kicks in. That's when God kicks in because it's out of our power. It's out of our power. We have to have the faith to believe that he is not only the one that can do it, but will do it. Remember the Hebrew boys? Hallelujah. Remember, old song said, I'm on the Lord's side now and everything is all right. Can anybody sing that song with me? I'm on the Lord's side tonight. And everything is all right. Everything is all right don't mean that my bank account got six digits in it. No, it don't mean that all my bills are paying up debt-free. No, 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 no. It don't mean that my cupboard is full. Everything is all right means to me is that as long as I stick with Jesus, he can fix it. All I got to do is give it to him, and he got it all in control. Amen. Jesus can fix it. You don't have to worry.
Muted.
You ain't got to wonder about it. You don't have to be concerned about it. My Bible tells me that faith is the size. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that's all you need is a little bit of faith. That's all you need. Y'all remember that song? A little bit of faith. That's all you need. If you got a little faith, God got big faith. Huh? And what I realized, faith is like yeast. The more you use it, the more you allow it to work in it, it keeps growing and growing and growing. Things years ago that I wouldn't even think about in my young years in the Lord. There were times when I would not even pray. I would just move forward. Huh? But how many of you know, as you learn and you build and you strengthen your relationship with God through the Word of God, through prayer, through fasting, you realize that the Bible is right. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He won't steer you wrong. You don't have to worry about it. Mm-mm. You don't have to worry about it. Acknowledge God in all your ways, and He will lead you. He'll lead you. He will lead you. Amen. But we all have different issues. Amen. But I thank God we got the same Him. I realize that whatever I'm going through and whatever you're going through, God got our back. Handle it. You know, don't be concerned about it. He got your back. Hallelujah. Body better than that. He already knows what's next. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but God holds tomorrow. Amen. He holds tomorrow. Amen, amen. There was a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood. The Bible tells us that she had it for 12 long years. Had been to doctor, to doctor, to doctor. It was not familiar to anybody. Had done all that she could do in her strength. Amen. She had done all that she can do in her strength. Amen. But a miracle was on the edge of happening. A miracle was, and the woman saw the crowd. And in the crowd, she had heard that Jesus was in the crowd. And so her expectation was to get to Jesus. Oh, yeah. Regardless of what you're going through tonight, I encourage you to get to Jesus. Your children, they may be doing all they can do. The enemy has got turmoil going on around you. But if you get to Jesus, you don't have to worry about it. He can have it. If you get to Jesus, and you don't have to go far. You ain't got to go far. You don't have to move. All you got to do is call on Him. That's all you got to do is call on His name. Get to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, song, I said, oh, I got some songs running through my head tonight. The more I call on Jesus, the better I feel. Tonight, I can tell you, I called on Him one time or two, and He worked it all out. He worked it out. But the Bible says she saw the crowd, but she was not discouraged by the crowd. Say, don't be discouraged. Hallelujah, just because you can't see the end of the road. All you got to do is get to Jesus and tell Him about your troubles. Just get to Jesus and let Him know what you're going through. Get to Jesus and give it to Him and let Him handle it. That's all you got to do. But the Bible tells me that she saw the crowd. Hallelujah. She was not discouraged by the crowd. Don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Don't allow that enemy to put doubt in your mind. No, no, no. I'm encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. That God's going to save my family. I'm encouraged. You might say, all of this is all no. I'm encouraged that God's going to do it. Every now and then, He showed me a sign that He's working it. He let me know that He's working it. He lets me know that He got it. All I have to do is live on and be that example that's needed in a time such as this. But when she gets to Jesus, she realized she just couldn't get to him. Hallelujah. So in her mind, she said, if I can just touch him, thank you, Jesus, if I can just get him. Hold on. If I can just get around him, just get in the midst. Yes, God, where the anointing is going on. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you say, if I can just get to touch Jesus, just take me to the house. Hallelujah. I know. Hallelujah. I'm going to be encouraged and strengthened to keep on moving. Amen. Amen. But what we realize, different issues, same healing, is that the woman with the issue of blood had exhausted everything she had. Sounds familiar to anybody? Because we were trying to fix it ourselves. Hallelujah. She exhausted everything she had, went from doctor to doctor to doctor. And they couldn't do nothing. But when she got to Jesus, my Bible tells me that when she touched him, immediately he knew that someone had came in contact with him, hallelujah, and that had an expectation. We have to have a level of expectation, hallelujah, from God. Every time we get in the presence of the Lord, we have to expect him, hallelujah, to meet us there. Not only meet us there, but God, take control of whatever this situation is. Different issues, but we all got the same feeling. And so she touched his garment. And my Bible tells me that when she touched his garment, he knew the virtue had came out of him. And so told the woman when he found out, he answered and said, who touched me? It's a crowd of people. And the disciples said, Master, anybody could have touched you. Look at all these people around you. He said, no, somebody touched me that has a need. So when Jesus looked, he didn't have to touch her. It was a miracle performed without even putting his hand forth. Amen? Because faith had made her whole. Unspoken. Amen? Her faith had made her whole. So if we, all we got to do is believe in it. Amen. That's all we got to do is believe in it. Give it to him and let him wheel with it. Give him those wayward children. Hallelujah. Give me your boss and your co-workers on your job. Hiya, hiya. Glory. Give it to the Lord and let him work it out. Different issues, but we all got the same healing. He has no respect for person. What he do for me, he'll do it for you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. He'll do it for you. Amen. On my job years ago, I thank God that I'm retired now, 31 years, and I thank God. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, God did it. A statistic out of a little bitty country town where I should have never, if you look at my background, no mother, no father raised by my mom's family. But God did it. And on my job, we had a supervisor that everybody complained about. I didn't complain, hallelujah, because I got a daddy that knows, hallelujah. So I began to talk to God. I said, God, through your word, that in everything give thanks. I said, but you got to help me, Jesus. Help me. Because how can I sit here, hallelujah, and see how the supervisor treat the people? She didn't treat me that way. See how she treat the people and not say anything. I said, help me, God. Help me, help me. I began to pray,
Hallelujah. One day I got up to go to work after I said my prayers, and God said, take the oil with you. Took my oil with me. When I got to the building, there wasn't a soul in the building. Hey, God told me, he said, anoint the doorway, anoint the hallway, the bathroom. I went through the building. Now, I want to let you know, I anointed that building for 2.5 years before God moved that individual. Did I get weary? No, because I was doing what God told me to do. And through all of that, he was teaching me long-suffering and patience. That's why he tells us that everything give thanks, because there's something good that's going to help you to be a better you later. But what happened through all of that, when I retired in February this year and the people began to speak about my work ethic, about my willingness to help, and one person got up and said, she didn't call no name. She said, I thank God for Miss Joyce, because when we had an issue, she and God worked it out. I had to correct her, and I let her know God worked that out. I had nothing to do with it. I was just the vessel that he chose to use. So today I want to remind you that the woman with an issue of blood for 12 years and spent all she had, still had her faith. She still had faith that when she got to Jesus, everything was going to be all right. Hallelujah. Different issue, same here. Tell somebody, text somebody. Different issue, but we got the same healing. Amen. We got the same healing. Amen. Another passage of scripture in the Word of God tells us about Jairus' daughter. And what I thought ironic about this, the woman with the issue of blood had been going through for 12 years. Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. They were linked but not linked. They were parallel, but also often we see in the Bible that Jairus' daughter and the bleeding woman both needed Jesus to heal them. They both needed to be healed. Different issues, but the same deal. Thank you, Jesus. It don't matter how long. It don't matter how long you've been going through. It don't matter how long it hurts. It don't matter all you. Once you get to Jesus, I just want to remind you that everything is going to be all right. Amen. 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 Jesus. Friends, I just realized that all that we do on this side of heaven is for the edification of God. Amen. It's not for me, and it's not for you. Bible said God sent Jesus to redeem his people back to him. Hallelujah. And what we got to remember is that it's all about Jesus. It ain't about you. A title means nothing if you're not living a life. If you're treating your family any kind of way, treating the people on your job, talking to them any kind of way, on a line, people calling you for prayer, and then when you get off, you can't get off fast enough to talk about it. We should have a standard of living, and that's by the word of God. I'm telling you, I thank God for the mother in the church. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the pastor. But I'm going to tell you, I thank God for a real mother that's in that church. A mother that don't mind telling you when you're wrong and when you're right. But one that comes when she comes to correct. She not only tell you what's wrong, but she gives you the solution. I raised around older people, and when I got saved, God sent me to a church where I was the youngest thing in there. And I was in my late 20s. I'm 58 years old now. But those mothers, everybody said, they talked about it. They said, you look like the mother. You always around the mother. But I'm going to tell you right now, through the mother, I learned how to go through some issues. Through the mother, I learned how to get on my knees and call on the name of Jesus. Through the mother, when I sense or I feel the name right, I know how to call his name through the mother. Huh? I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus has a habit of being where you are whenever you need him. So if you're in the grocery store and you need God, he right there. You ever been in the grocery store, didn't have enough money, and God showed you some coupons? Y'all might not like coupons, but I believe in coupons. Amen. I like to save a dollar. But in the grocery store, you don't have enough money, somebody text you and give you money. Anybody ever been there? I've been right there. I also been on the other end where God touched me and asked me to help, to pay for that. Lady was struggling one day in the store. She had to leave her groceries with her baby. And I was like the fourth one down. I didn't go up in front of nobody. But when I got there, I asked the lady. I said, add her stuff to my stuff. Whatever she needed. The lady said, you got to have cash. I said, I don't have cash. She said, but in order to do that, you have to have cash. God spoke to me. He said, pay for it. So I said, I tell you what, I'm going to pay for all of hers. And when she come back, you give her money back. I didn't leave my name. I didn't tell nobody. I can't, the first time I spoke of it since I did it. And it was about 2 months ago. But that was an issue that the lady was working through that day. That was her issue. She didn't have enough money. But God worked out her issue by touching the heart of somebody. I found out years ago when I was working that my overtime was not for me. God gave me overtime. He reminded me to bless somebody, to do something for somebody. And that's what I did. Different issue, same here. You can be the recipient on both ends. Amen? So as we look at our words today, my time is, Jesus. He's everywhere at the same time. He's in Georgia, Florida, Alabama. PNN has been all over the United States of America. Hallelujah. And people are calling in Texas and want to be a part of PNN. I just received a note from my hometown that the pastor of one of the churches said he's waiting for PNN to call him. Look at God. Look at God. But everywhere, he's healing. We got a phone call today. Need prayer. People need prayer. PNN, they want the people on PNN to pray for them. PNN, thanks to God. This is real. When God gave her the vision, she didn't sit on it. She didn't sit on it. He knows who to give the vision. Then he gave her the people and interact. He networked for the people to assist her on the line. Tonight, PNN is your place for different issues because we all got the same healer. Amen? All got it. Somebody's wondering, how are you going to make it? You don't have to wonder no more. You got sisters and brothers on this line, and we don't mind praying for you for whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. We don't mind praying for you. You don't mind. When God says go, we got to go. We got to move. When God say move, you got to move. When he say pray, you got to pray. Whatever God says, we have to do it. It's the integrity of not only you, but of the life, of your life. Hallelujah.
Then the word of God reminds us, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, tell somebody God, delivers them out of them all. Say, now, this pastor, Philippians 4 says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. You lack because you want to be lack, huh? If you're in need, you better tell somebody. That's what you got to do. You got to tell somebody. You're in need, you got to tell somebody. Tell God about it. He's going to touch somebody to help, come and help you. Amen. He'll do it. Every time he'll do it. You just don't know how God orchestrates. And I use that word intentionally. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When my husband and I went to Germany, my husband was an E4. We wasn't 30 years old, had a little baby. We got to Germany. We had got one check a month, and it wasn't even $800. My husband was a logistics person. They put him in the mess hall. Glory to God. In the mess hall where the food is given. So you know how God blessed me? I was able to go to the mess hall every day and eat free. Hallelujah. God did it. If he do it for me, he'll do it for you. God did it. I didn't realize it at the time, but when I look back and see where he bought me from, when I look back to see the things that he orchestrated to happen in my life, when I look back, issues, what is your issue? Hallelujah. I used to have a fear of driving. At 12 years old, I went through a windshield. They're going to 12 again. When I was 26 years old, my husband was in the war. Hallelujah. One night, I was laying in my bed, and God spoke to me. He said, if something happened to your children, you will have to wait for someone else to take them to get help. If something happened to your children, say, I'm a, thank you. When I got up the next morning, I went to work. I had two vehicles in my yard. I had a 5-speed and a 4-speed. Couldn't drive either one. But I was saved now. I was saved. When I got to work, I said, I need somebody to show me how to drive a 5-speed or a 4-speed. I didn't know the difference. I didn't know. All of the men said, I'm not messing up that man's car. No, you're going to mess up that man's car. But I had two ladies that I worked with. And they said, we'll help you. I'll show you how to do it. That was in the middle of January. In March for spring break, I got my permit and my license, and I was on the highway going out of town for spring break. I'm telling you what God will do. That was my issue, one of my issues. Fear. He don't give us the spirit of fear. But it's at his appointed time that you will be delivered if you listen to him and do what he says. I moved upon his direction, and God delivered me. And I've been driving everything. Different issue, same healing. I don't know what your issue may be, but whatever your issue is, God can fix it. He can turn it around. His word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do it. Hallelujah. One of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 23:6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely, goodness and mercy will. So I just want to encourage us tonight. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged tonight.
because I know God, he is my way out of no way. God is my lily in a valley. Glory. He is my bright and my morning star. He is the Alpha and Omega. Glory to God. He's my everlasting Father. He's the bread of life. Yes, he is. He is my all in all. I just want to stop by and ask you, have you tried him for yourself? Hallelujah. If you don't know him, tonight you need to know him. And even if you know him, we can get a little bit closer, and we have to prepare ourselves to receive it. Don't question what you see. Don't question the coronavirus. It's out there, and he's allowed it. Don't question what President Trump is doing. Pray for him. Yeah, that's right. I said pray for him. Because God allowed him to be there is for a reason. So what do we have to do as faith? God, we need to pray for him. Pray for his cabinet. Pray for the governors. Pray for the mayor. The saints of God, they done took prayer out of everything. In the schoolhouse, you can't even pray. You remember when we were in school? When I was in school, in elementary school, we used to pray every morning. We used to pray. But now they took prayer out of school. So what I had to do with my children was growing up, I had to pray with my children before they went to school. Not only pray with them, but pray for them while they were at school. This pandemic was for a reason. And as the saints of God, we have to get in position so that God can do what he wanted to do. He can restore us, rebuild us, empower us. Go out in the hedges and the highways. And remember, who reigns? He still reigns. Oh, he reigns. God reigns in this world. He reigns in my house. He reigns in Savannah, huh? Some people may not think of, but God reigns. It's the prayers of the saints that hold back the end of things that he would desire to do. So tonight, if you haven't tried it, you need to try it. If you don't know it, you need to know it. I'm a witness that whatever you need, God will provide. He may not give you everything you need or everything you want. Hallelujah. But there's only two or three things that he said he's going to provide for you. A roof over your head and clothes. We all got that. And if you don't got that, he has opened doors. He has places to go to assist us. So there is no reason that we should go lacking. Not when God is my Father. As long as I eat, he may not give us steak every night. But as long as you eat, you remember I was talking about in Germany, was when I really learned how to cook bologna different ways. What we ate. Because God is the provider. He is a provider. So if you don't know him tonight, you need to know him. You need to know the man that I know. You need to know, the man, regardless of what you're going through, you will have a peace of mind in the midst of your trouble. So many times we're going through so many things, and it feels like we're on a boat. But we serve a God that says, peace, be still. Hallelujah. He holds back wind and rain. He can calm. Whatever you're going through, God can do it. Healing for your body is the best doctor in the world. He made us. So what better person to go back to you for your illnesses in your body than the one that made you? The Bible says he knows the very hairs on your head. When you combed your hair, 223 came out, God already knew about it. He knows something. He knows everything. So why not give your life to God? Why not?
Turn over all your issues to the Lord and let him work them out. Why not do that? And if you're doing, there may be some things that you're going through, hallelujah, and you need a little help to get to the next level. That's what PNN is for. We are here because we are helpers of one to another. Hallelujah. I praise God. Thank him for being so good. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for reigning in our lives, God, in our hearts, God. Thank you that we realize that you got all in your hands, God. Hallelujah. Corona don't have no power over you, Jesus. You got power over Corona. Father, tonight we pray for our policymakers, federal, local. We pray, God, for our leaders in our church, God. We pray for the leaders on our jobs, God. Pray for the leaders in our school system, God. God, we pray for our children going to and fro in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for safety. We pray, God. We pray, God, for the safety for the frontline workers tonight, God. God, we call out the doctors and the nurses. Hallelujah. We call out all the people in the hospital tonight, God. We call them out, God. Cover them, God. Continue to cover them, God. Keep them safe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, tonight we call out Corona in the name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to cover us in your blood, God. Thank you, Jesus. Remove, the spirit of fear from your people right now, God. You have not given us the love and power and of a sound mind, God. That's what we have. Tonight we pray for healing of those, who are affected with the coronavirus. Tonight, God, we call out Pastor Simmons right now, God. Wherever he may be, we ask you to cover him right now in the name of Jesus. Cover him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we send healing. We send healing to him right now, Jesus. Oh, God, touch his respiratory system right now. Jesus. Make his breathing easy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on him right now, God. Not only him, God, but everyone, hallelujah, that's been affected by this virus, God. Breathe on them right now, God, like nobody can do but you, God. Oh, God, strengthen them. Yeah, my. Strengthen them. Bring them back to full health right now, God. Stand them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for them, Lord, hallelujah. Walk through the hospital, Lord. And I see you right now, God. Touch, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Jesus. Touch, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch, God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort the families, God. Comfort their hearts right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them peace. Hallelujah. In the midst of their storm right now, God. Oh, God, God, tonight we want to tell you thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Right now, God, for the PNN listeners, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you right now, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Keep their hearts encouraged, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for all the leaders right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen them, God. Continue to feed them, to feed those people, God. In the name of Jesus, God. During this time right here, God, don't let no church go lacking right now, God. Provide for them. Make ways for them. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for being a good God. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you, for caring for us, for loving us, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your honor. Yeah, God. Thank you for giving us strength every morning to move forward in the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah, God. God, we pray for those, God, that are going through right now, God. Listen to them in the name of Jesus. Their bodies right now, God. Touch their bodies right now, God. Touch their bodies right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen them. If they're weak, God. Build them up right now, God. Hallelujah. If they're torn down, God. In the name of Jesus. But tonight, God, we ask you to draw your people closer to you. Hallelujah. Draw your people closer to you, God. Tonight, we declare and we decree, that we will be better. We declare and we decree that we will be stronger. We declare and we decree, God. Thank you, Jesus. We declare and we decree, that we will pray for one another, that we will love one another, that we will lift each other up in the name of Jesus. We will do it in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for every heart that's on this line tonight, God. God, you know what they stand in need of. Go to their separate homes right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. For how you keep behind for them. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the hearts that they have, God. For the minds, strengthen their minds and their hearts, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we ask, we pray a special prayer for our leader tonight, Evangelist Bradley Love. Hallelujah, God. Go and make it in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. You know our heart's desire right now, God. Do it, Jesus. Do it. Do it, Jesus. We declare, we decree, God, that your vision through her will come to fruition, God. And we thank you for it right now. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hiya. All God's people say amen. Amen and amen. And I love us here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Oh, my God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless him for this word. Glory be to God. Different issues, but the same healer. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. He changes not. He changes not. Glory to God, for he truly is the God that healeth. Amen. And we thank God tonight, amen, for this word. Glory to God for this beautiful word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Letting us know tonight, amen, that whatever your issue, glory be to God. God is able to heal it. Amen. He's able to heal it. He's able to heal whatever your issues are. Glory to God. He's able and he's well able. He's ready. Glory to God because we truly are his people. And the sheep of his pastors. Amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Glory to God for this reassuring word, people of God, that whatever we're going through, whatever you may find yourself going through, glory to God, God is able. He's able to deliver you. Glory to God. He's able. He's able. He's ready. Glory to God. He's ready to deliver you on tonight. Amen. And we thank God, glory to God, for the woman of God. We thank God for this word.
Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She said so much. Amen. As always, glory to God, these mouthpieces, amen, that the Lord has elected for a time such as this. Amen. We thank God for the rivers of living waters, amen, that be flowing, amen, that be flowing out of their being, flowing out of their mouths. Glory to God. Just the jewels, the jewels, the jewels, amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, whatever we're going through, whatever your issue may be, glory to God, you can turn it over to the Lord. He's ready to work it out. He's ready to work it out. He's ready to show himself strong, ready to show himself mighty. Glory be to God. He's ready, people of God. Amen. As the woman of God said, faith is like yeast. Glory to God. It's like yeast. Glory to God. The more you use it, the bigger it grows. Amen. Glory be to God. Faith, it takes faith. It takes faith, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And if we believe, glory to God, God is able. He's able. He's ready, amen, to perform miracles, signs, and wonders in your lives. Amen. Glory be to God. The more, as the woman of God said, the more, amen, Jesus, the more time, the more I call on Jesus. Glory be to God. The more I call on Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He comes and he answers me. Glory to God. And he's ready to answer you too, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. Because truly God is able to handle it. Amen. There is no situation. There is no circumstance that you have going on in your life. Amen. That God is not able and ready to handle. Amen. We just got to turn it over to him. Glory to God. And once we turn it over to him, people of God, leave it there. Glory to God. Just leave it there. Glory to God. For what God does, he does, and it cannot be reversed. Amen. Hallelujah. For he's all powerful. He got all power. Glory to God in his hand. Glory to God. He has all power. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's nothing, as the scripture declares, there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. Glory to God. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus, for this word. Again, this word of faith, this word that has come to encourage you, to encourage your hearts on tonight. Glory be to God. We pray that even as the woman of God prayed, glory be to God, that you just step right in there by faith. Amen. It's by faith, people of God. It's by faith, glory to God, that we receive from the Lord. It's by faith, glory to God. It's by faith, glory be to God, that as we live, as the scripture declares, we live and move and have our being. It's by faith, people of God. It's faith that moves God. Amen. It's faith that moves God, not our emotions, people of God, but it's faith. It's our faith that moves God. Amen. Glory to God. She gave such beautiful examples. Amen, Jesus, Jairus' daughter. Amen, Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood. Glory be to God, and even her life. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah, going through for 12 years. Amen, Jesus, but God stepped, hallelujah, but God stepped in. And people of God, he's ready to step into your situation. He's ready to step into your circumstance. He's ready, hey. Whoa, God, he's ready, he's ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you just reach out. Just reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch him. Glory to God. He will touch you back. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise for this word on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank him for the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God. Availing herself. Availing herself in the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's in our library. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, we thank God for each and every one of you. We just want to remind you that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Simply dial, simply text 912-257-1019. 3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God as well. Any of our international listeners that are listening on tonight, if you would like to get a copy, amen, Jesus, you can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. You can get your copy. Amen. You can get your copy on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as well. Don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page. Amen. Certainly, you can go out to our Facebook page. Glory be to God. And there you can get a copy. Amen. All of our broadcasts are housed there. Or you can reach out to us via Messenger. Amen. And we'll certainly send you a copy. Amen. Yes, we will. Amen. Glory to God. We will send you your copy. Amen. As well, you can go out on the web, Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Prayer News Network Global. You can go out there, people of God, and there are our broadcasts as well. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for the several avenues, the multiple avenues that the Lord has provided that his people can get this word. Amen. Get this word of hope. Amen. Get this word, glory to God, of faith. Amen. That it stirs you. Get this word, glory be to God. Amen. Of healing. This word of deliverance. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise because he's doing it all by his Spirit. Amen. This word of cleansing. This word of purifying. Amen. This word, glory to God, of direction. Amen. That he comes, that he brings to his people all over the world. We're just so grateful. We're so grateful. We're so humble by what the Lord is doing. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the diversity. Amen. For the many people that the Lord sends to this line. Glory be to God. The many deliveries. Amen. Glory to God. It's one Spirit. Amen. But he used many vessels. Amen. And the word comes forth, glory to God, in great measure, in just diversity. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, for God knows what we have need of. Amen, Jesus, and he supplies that need to every listener. Amen. We do not believe that there's anyone that comes to this line, glory to God, that some word at some point in time, amen, or some word in the message do not find you and bless you and answer you and speak to your issue. Amen. Glory to God. We just know it. We know it by faith. Amen. Glory to God, because it's the Lord's doing. Amen. The Lord's doing. Amen. Carrying forth this broadcast. And we give God thanks again. We give God praise for, amen, his many messengers. We thank him tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Stamper. Amen. Jesus, such a beautiful word on tonight. Again, a word of faith. Amen. A word of encouragement to let us know, amen, Jesus, that you may have different issues, amen, but it's the same healer. Just call on the Lord, amen. Just call on Jesus. Glory to God. Just call on him. Glory, hey, glory to God. Listen, people of God, listen, let me tell you something. Amen, Jesus, I know many of you may not, amen, Jesus, maybe you didn't come up, amen, in the way of holiness. Glory to God, that as many of us did. Listen, but people of God, listen, glory to God. Sometimes, glory be to God, when you prayed, amen, glory be to God. Sometimes, people of God, you got to drown the devil out, amen, glory be to God. Sometimes you just got to steal away. You just got to steal away, glory to God, and call on the name of the Lord. Just call on Jesus, amen, glory be to God. It was tarrying. Amen, Jesus. We used to tarry. Amen, Jesus. We used to have, glory be to God, tarry service. Glory to God, when we would just call on the name of Jesus. We would just get down on our knees. Glory to God, and we just call Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, as we begin to call on the name of Jesus, something begin to happen. Glory be to God. The atmosphere begin to change. Glory to God. We glory to God. as we begin to call on him, people of God, let me tell you something. He began to purge us. He began to change our minds. He began to change our hearts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's still good. Glory to God. It's still good. Hallelujah. To call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus. Glory be to God. Just call him. Call him until you feel him. Call him. Glory be to God until he touch you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, people of God, we just got to go back to the old path. We got to go back to the old way. Glory be to God. You may not have tarrying service in your church. Glory to God. Where we, amen, Jesus, where you all gather around the altar. Glory be to God. Amen. So many churches, amen, they don't do that anymore. Glory to God. So many people say, glory to God, it don't take all of that, but I beg to differ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Hallelujah to God. Listen, people of God, there's power. There's power in his name. Glory to God. There's power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, glory to God, if you were to steal away and just call on his name, just call on his name. Glory to God, just lock into his name. Glory to God, just lock into him. Hallelujah. Just lock into him. Glory to God, lock into his name. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah, something will begin to happen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God, something will begin to happen. Glory be to God. And you can't be afraid. You got to, amen, as the saints of God used to say, you got to open up your mouth. You got to open up your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it, people of God. You got to believe that there's power in his name. Glory to God. There's power in his name to dry up your every issue. There is power in his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, amen. We know, glory be to God, it's by faith. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, hallelujah. The shortcoming is not in him. It's not in his name. Glory to God. But it's in you. Glory to God. It's in your faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes, people of God, you got to listen, amen, glory to God, you gotta block out the whole world. You got to block everything out, glory to God, and just begin to call on the name of the Lord. Call him, glory to God, call him until something happens. Call him until him, call him until you, ho-ho, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, he will lift you up, and he will turn you around. Glory to God, hallelujah, yes, he will. Glory to God. People of God, he will turn you around. He will turn your issue around. Glory to God. That's what his name will do. That's what he will do. Glory be to God if you just call on his name. If you just call on his name. Glory to God. Some people, amen, you're desiring a closer walk with the Lord. You're desiring to know more of him. Glory to God. Just begin to call on. Get to yourself. Amen, Jesus, and just begin to call on the name of the Lord. Just begin to, listen, break through, amen, because the enemy is going to try to tell you, oh, ain't nothing happening, ain't nothing going to happen, glory to God. But listen, you got to break through that, amen, you got to break through, glory to God, what the enemy comes to try to, amen, plant in your spirit. You got to break through, glory be to God. And I'm telling you, when you call on the name of the Lord, when you call on his name. Call on his name. Glory to God. Until he sanctifies your area. Call on his name until heaven settles. Glory to God on earth. Call on his name. Glory to God until you feel his presence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I promise you, glory to God, that you will have an experience. You will have the Lord. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. Amen. We give God praise. Hallelujah for this word on tonight. Amen. The woman of God just ministered. Amen. Talking about, amen, even the mothers, the saints of old. Amen. She just brought that presence right on in here. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Hallelujah for this word on tonight. people of God, amen. He's the healer. Amen. He's the deliverer. Glory to God, no matter what you got going on. Amen. Just call on his name. Call on his name, people of God. Call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Call on his name. Glory be to God. I tell you, that is such, amen, a precious place right down there around that altar. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, a precious, precious place. Glory to God. But the enemy comes, glory to God, to kill, steal, and destroy. People don't even realize, glory be to God, the power of the altar. People don't even realize anymore the power of calling upon his name. I'm talking about just calling upon his name. Glory to God. What it does to you, amen, it sanctifies you. It gives him an opportunity to get in your mind and transform your mind and transform your spirit, amen, and transform your soul and restore your soul just by calling on his name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we give God thanks. Amen. Again, we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For this word. Glory be to God. Thanking him again for the woman of God. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, to let us know, amen, that God is able. He's able. You have different issues, but he's yet still the same healer today. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But you got to call on his name. Glory be to God. You got to run to him, she said. You got to run to Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank him again for the woman of God. Glory to God. Just want to speak a word of blessing upon the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And tonight, glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your cleansing, your purging. We're thanking you tonight, oh God. We're thanking you for touching our hearts and touching our minds. We're thanking you for restoring us on tonight, causing us to know, glory to God, that you're yet the healer. You are the God that healeth. And there's no situation and no circumstance that's too hard for you. And we give you thanks. We give you praise on today. We thank you for your people, oh God, for your people, glory to God, that have heard this word on tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor and we glorify you on tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God that even in hearing this word on tonight, Father, we're thanking you for moving in every situation and every issue, glory to God, upon this line. We give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We're thanking you for bowing down your ear. We're thanking you for bringing us into this place, this hollowed out place. We give you thanks. We give you praise on today. And Father, we're lifting yet even unto you. Glory to God. We're lifting up our hands and lifting up our hearts unto you on tonight. Glory to God. For we know, glory to God, that by your word, you're able and you're ready to, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're ready to move in our situations. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight for your vessel. We're thankful for your woman servant on tonight. We're thanking you. We're blessing. We're honoring you on this night, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you. Glory to God. We're thanking you, hallelujah, for this vessel that you raised up in this hour. We're thanking you, Father. We're asking you on tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, to bless her now. We're asking you to bless her, bless her. Bless her now in the name of Jesus. Father, wherever she is, oh God, wherever she may be, we're thanking you now, oh God, for your hands of mercy moving upon her every situation, her every circumstance. Father, we're taking you on tonight, oh God, for moving in every issue in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for blessing her going out and blessing her coming in. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, for the word that you place within her. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the rivers of living water, oh God, that are flowing out of her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you now, oh God. We thank you for opening doors. We're thanking you, glory be to God. We're thanking you for making paths the straight way, making straight ways unto her, unto tonight, oh God, that she can deliver this word. we glorify you on tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in your life. We're thanking you for blessing our ministry. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we honor you. We glorify you, oh, God, for this woman's servant. We bless you. We glory Abahaya. Yeah, God, Haliyabosega. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in her life. Oh, God, continue to bless her. Continue to restore her. God, give unto her. Restore virtue unto her. Father, for the days, the years, the months ahead, that she shall deliver your word. We're thanking you for strengthening her now. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor. We glorify you for these things. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your people. We thank you for your people on tonight. We thank you for your people on tonight. Father, bless each and every heart. Amen. Oh, God, that's right here on this line right now. Bless each and every heart. Oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, speak. Oh, God. Oh, Father, to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl on tonight. Glory to God that shall seek you, that shall call upon your name. Father, give them an experience. Glory to God. Give them an experience. Give them a hunger, oh, God, to call upon your name. Give them a hunger. Hey, glory to God, to call upon your precious name on tonight. Father, cause your glory to fall upon each and every one of them on tonight. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for this line. We're thanking you for this people. Thank you for what you've done. We thank you tonight. Glory to God, that even as we leave this line, but certainly not your presence, we give you thanks. We give you praise for all that you've done, for all that you're about to do. We're thanking you for your manifestation. We're thanking you for your power. We're thanking you for your stirring, oh, God, your stirring of our, yeah, God, your stirring, oh, God, in the faith of your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory be to God. And, Father, you promised your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for being a shield, a protection, a dome upon your people. Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all these things. Now, Father, we're asking that you'll bring us back at the appointed time. Glory to God. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we do give you honor and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. And every heart on tonight, glory to God, say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We again bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Glory to God, people of God. We thank God. Amen. For, again, this is the Lord's doing, and it's truly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. And we just want to remind you, people of God, before, amen, Jesus, we close out, we just want to remind you that not this Saturday, but next Saturday, 2 weeks, next Saturday, glory be to God, we will be celebrating, amen, the anniversary. We will be celebrating the anniversary of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so excited. Amen. Jesus, we want you to invite somebody, tell somebody, amen, about, amen, the Prayer News Network and what the Lord has done. We want you to come and celebrate with us. Amen. We want you to come and celebrate with us. Amen. Celebrate with us. Amen. Celebrate the work of the Lord and what the Lord has done in the midst of us. Come and celebrate with us. Tell somebody, amen, about the line. Amen. Again, glory be to God. Let them know. Glory be to God. Not this Saturday, but it's going to be next Saturday. Next Saturday, April the 9th. Amen. We want you to come. The actual anniversary is on the 6th. Amen, which is on a Wednesday, but we'll be celebrating on that Saturday. Amen. Glory to God. And we want you to come and celebrate with us. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to have a time in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The song comes to mind. Amen. Luther Barnes. Amen. Pastor Luther Barnes. Amen. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. Amen. Some said that we wouldn't make it. Glory be to God. Some say, amen, that we would only be, amen. We thought, amen, it would only be 21 days, but here we are, people of God, yet standing, and it's all by the grace of God, amen. So we again want you to tell somebody about it, amen. Tell somebody next Saturday, April the 9th, amen. Tell them to come and be a part. Tell them to come, amen, and journey, amen, with us. Glory be to God as we look where the Lord has brought us, amen. God bless you, people of God. This does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. Again, don't forget to get your copy, glory to God, of the broadcast on tonight. Again, tell somebody about the broadcast. Come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Come back and be blessed. Amen. Come back and get what you need from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, as the scripture declares, line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. You get a little bit here, you get a little bit there. Amen. And you put it all together to make the whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each and every one of you. We do love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you and hear of you. Amen. On tomorrow night. Blessings to you now.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.